Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Danny, I got your number. I need to make you mine.
Danny, don't change your number. 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 9, 9, 9, 9. To the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out. Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. Having a great visit with Neil Hare, good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of Global Vision Communications, LLC. Neil, tell us about Global Vision.
Well, we're a PR and marketing firm based in Washington, D.C. So about half the work we do is kind of Washington, D.C.-based public affairs campaigns. And then the other half would be traditional marketing campaigns, both aimed at the small business community, whether it's a public policy issue or marketing a product or service.
And they do it well, folks. Give us the website, please, Neil.
It's globeviz.com, G-L-O-B-E-V-I-Z.com.
All right. So Neil, in the previous segment, we were talking about the sort of wrapping up the original PPP program, Paycheck Protection Program, and the fact that there was money left in the fund that wasn't taken, and I want to talk a little bit about your thoughts, if you know anything, about why that money laid fallow and wasn't taken. I've got some thoughts on that, but before we do that, I'd like for you to talk a little bit more about what's in the proposed program coming up. Is there going to be more that what the Democrats and Republicans are negotiating now? If they, you said earlier, if anything happens with another stimulus program, it'll be approved this week if it happens this year, and you don't give it much chance at that happening. But wasn't there a lot in there that was sort of industry vertical, like a lot of extra for the hospitality industry and restaurants and things like that?
Yeah, there was definitely money in there for airlines and the restaurant industry and hospitality that, as we all know, probably has gotten hit as harder than anybody else. So there was a lot of money for that. There was a lot of money for cities and states to help them, you know, with bailout. And then there was, you know, the PPP money. There was another round of stimulus checks. Remember, everyone got $1,200 checks.
Yep.
That
money would go to everybody that below a certain income level, right? That's not a
yes.
Small business part.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then there was another unemployment. Remember, everyone was getting 600 extra a week. So that's in there. So the small business side, really, has not been the sticking point. It's not some of these other extra items, whether it's for individuals or city states, that's been more the sticking point. But and that's what's frustrating for us small business advocates like us, is that, you know, I wish they could get this done and help those industries. It allowed chambers of commerce to get money in there. And most importantly, I think, was the forgiveness part, because that's why people stopped applying for the PPP loans.
Yeah.
They were so confused and so scared about
audits.
Right. I mean, nobody could figure it out. They change the rules every week. I was covering it, as you know, and it was hard for me to keep up with it. And I'm also a lawyer, you know, so it was that difficult to figure out what was going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were hoping to see, is to some clarity on forgiveness rules. And we can get into that if you like. But that's the problem of not getting this done in the next week or so.
That was part of the problem. First, the CARES Act of late March didn't have anything in there about all the rules, and the Treasury Department added that later. They made it 8 weeks to use the money in 8 weeks, 75% for payroll. That was too restrictive for a lot of companies, especially since they were paying people to stay home, and with the unemployment checks. And then they changed it to 24 weeks with 60% for payroll. And you throw that in on top of the fact that the big banks weren't helping a lot of people. And by the time, I mean, I got a lot of people moved over to community banks, and I helped a lot of people get loans from community banks. But all of that combined, and some people just not trusting the government, caused a lot of people to not take the money when they should have. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It was so confusing, and you hit it right on the head there. They passed the law without putting the rules in place, and I get it, and I actually think this has been a successful program, by the way, but they were in just such a rush to get money into the hands of small business owners, primarily to keep their employees on the payroll, that they passed the law without setting the rules, and then the rules kept changing, and that it just got too confusing for people. And remember, the PPP is a loan first, and if you don't follow the rules, it sticks as a loan. It's a low interest and loan. It's only 1% over 2 or 5 years, but it's still a loan. And so if you don't know how to figure out how to get it turned into a grant, you get concerned. And oh, by the way, the one other thing that's hugely out there, Jim, is the tax consequences of this loan/grant, which, again, people can't really figure it out.
Is that going to be in the new bill, whether they resolve the deductibility of the money and the payroll?
Yeah, that was going to be in there as far as I know. And that was a big one.
Which means that has not been resolved yet. Since that's in this new bill, that is yet to be resolved, and it may not be before the end of the year.
That is correct. That is 100% correct.
Wow.
And that's the one that's really worrying people, I can tell you that. I'm hearing from people all the time. They don't understand what their tax liability is going to be, and is it going to be under 2020, the 2020 rule, 2020 year, when they're spending the money, or is it going to be 2021 when the loan gets forgiven?
And how does that impact the bottom line? Small businesses get caught in the crossfire between other politics.
Right.
That's what's happened. That's where we are right now, folks. We're the stepchildren. We continue to be the stepchildren of the marketplace. We're the stepchildren of Wall Street and Washington. There's no question about it. They invoke our names when it's handy. But otherwise, we wind up getting the back of their hand a whole lot of the time. We're going to come right back and talk some more about all this with our good friend Neil Hare. He's with Global Vision Communications, LLC.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.